Hello again from the North Pole Newsroom. I'm Alf Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. Santa Claus met this week with professional tracker Elf Petey LaCroix somewhere in the South Pacific to track test flights of Santa's sleigh. Joining us now from New Zealand is Elf Petey LaCroix to tell us about his visit with Santa. Petey, how did you and Santa hook up?
Well, Flight Command instructed me to turn on my emergency beacon, which they had pre-programmed to a certain frequency. Santa had that information, and he just moseyed into camp right around midnight on Wednesday.
Were you expecting him to arrive like that? I mean, did he startle you?
Well, heck yeah, he did. A dang near shot him. I thought it was a bear coming for my s'mores. We nearly had a tragedy on our hands.
Wow. How did you know not to shoot?
Well, Santa very quickly asked from somewhere in the dark if I had saved any for him, and since I never heard a bear talk before, I figured it wasn't really a bear, and it might be Santa instincts, you know, just kind of take over you in a moment like that.
Were you in New Zealand or somewhere else, and isn't it winter down there right now?
We were on a very small, isolated, and deserted island, Frank. North Pole Flight Command set that up. That's why I was roughing it, and yeah, winter's coming to an end down here. It's cool, but the weather wasn't too bad at all. We had good visibility, and we got good data on that sleigh.
And how did you and Santa feel about the sleigh that you saw?
Well, to be honest, we enjoyed learning what we did, but the focus wasn't much on the sleigh, Frank. Santa really got into what we do and how we do it. Santa's an outdoorsman. I think he's got great skills. He'd be a great tracker if he wasn't Santa.
Okay, Petey, thanks for that report. Good luck in your duties this year, and I look forward to touching base with you again on Christmas Eve from wherever your assignment takes you. From the North Pole, where we track Santa too, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.